Neither consensus nor name-calling brings us truth. I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point. Earlier, we discussed a Christianity Today article about the scientific case against Adam and Eve. The magazine's editorial urged readers to be patient and wait for the scientists and theologians to come to agreement, saying, quote, "We don't need another fundamentalist reaction against science." But fundamentalist reactions in the early 20th century preserved basic doctrines like miracles, the resurrection, and the trustworthiness of the Bible against theologians and scientists who agreed that those ideas were no longer believable. On the other hand, fundamentalist reactions later in the century and still today divide the church and made mountains out of molehills. The problem, especially when it comes to questions about origin, is our tendency to name call instead of present real arguments. You're a fundamentalist or you're a compromiser. This kills real debate about big issues, and the existence of Adam and Eve is a big one. After all, Jesus thought they were real, and so did Paul. For thepointradio.org, I'm John Stone Street.